Sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to the program Sins of the Heart. Inshallah, in today's episode we'll talk about hard-heartedness, having a hard heart. What does that mean? Having a soft heart, what does that mean? And what does it mean by when you say someone's got a hard heart? What does Islam have to say regarding this? First, as usual, let's listen to a blessing of sending salawat upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites the following supplication, 70 angels will keep writing virtues for him for 1,000 days. Subhanallah. Rizallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. Subhanallah. If anyone recites this just once, 70 angels will write good deeds for that person for 1,000 days. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The definition of hard-heartedness is for your heart to become hard as a consequence of not remembering death and the afterlife. Or for your heart to become so hard that you do not feed a poor person despite being able to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah number 23, Surah Al-Zumar, verse 22, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. So will whose bosom Allah has opened up for Islam, he is therefore upon a light from his Lord, ever be equal to one who is stone-hearted. Therefore, ruin is for those whose heart are hardened towards the remembrance of Allah. They are in open error. Sadrul Afadil, Alama Maulana Muhammad, Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, Alay Rahmatullah Al-Hadi explained this sacred verse in a Khazainul Irfan. Once a nafs becomes wretched, it falls very far from accepting the truth. In fact, its hardenedness and corruption increases when it listens to the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, just as the sunlight melts but hardens salt. Likewise, the remembrance of Allah will soften the heart of believers but make the hearts of disbelievers even harder. The benefit. This verse warns all those individuals who have made it their duty to prevent people from mentioning Allah. They prohibit the zikr of Sufis, zikr of Allah after Salah, as well as accuse people who recite the Holy Quran or Karma Sharif for Isade Sawab as being innovators. They strongly fear their zikr gatherings and flee from them. May Allah guide us all. Ameen. Sayyidina Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu narrated the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 6 things ruin good deeds. Investigating other people's faults. Number 2, hard-heartedness. Number 3, hubb dunya, love for this world. Number 4, lack of shame. Number 5, long hopes. And number 6, oppression beyond limits. These are those 6 things which ruin a person's deeds. When you start looking at other people's faults, when you start investigating and start judging a person, start exposing a person, not only will you be making that person exposed to everyone, his sins exposed to everyone, but at the same time, your book of good deeds will be decreasing. Like this, having a hard heart. I like this, having a hard heart. This also decreases good deeds. Having love for this dunya, material, running after this dunya, running after this world, running after the materialistic items. Having a lack of shame, having long hopes, and oppression beyond limits. Six things which ruin your good deeds. Ask yourselves, if you are one of these people who belongs to one of these categories of these six, ask yourselves, do you belong to one of these categories out of the six? If so, is it worth it? No. Because it consumed our good deeds. Hard-heartedness is an extremely detrimental malady that will not just ruin your good deeds, it will also ruin a person. Hard-heartedness is also a symptom of misfortune and is mainly caused by excessive sins. Its cure is contemplation about death and afterlife. Because the more sins you commit, the heart is blackened. A black dot is put on the heart every time you sin. Eventually, no light will enter your heart. No advice will enter your heart. And you will always have hard-heartedness. You're not scared of death. Not scared of afterlife. You don't remember the afterlife. This is what it means by hard-heartedness. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdullah Shafi'i, Ali Rahmatullah Al-Kawi, he documented in his travelogue, one afternoon, was traveling to a village from Basra, we were suddenly attacked by a terrifying bandit. He murdered my companion, snatched our entire luggage, and tied my hands with a rope. After which he forced me to lie on the ground before escaping. I managed to release my hands and then started walking, but I was so worried that I got lost and remained wandering until nightfall. I saw a light at a distance and so decided to head towards it. A short while later, I saw a tent. I was extremely thirsty, so decided to stand at the entrance of the tent and call out, "Thirst, thirst." By an unfortunate coincidence, the tent belonged to that very same hard-hearted and terrifying robber who had attacked us. On hearing my voice, he appeared with a sword instead of water, with the intention to kill me in one blow. But his wife intervened. However, the bandit was compelled by his hard-heartedness and so refused to alter his intention. Subsequently, he dragged me to a forest, then climbed onto my chest before aiming his sword at my throat. Just as he was about to swing his blade, a roaring lion emerged from some nearby bushes. When he saw the lion, the bandit leapt to one side, but the lion pounced on him and tore him into pieces before vanishing into the bushes again. I thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for his divine assistance. But if you look at this man who's going to get robbed, who's going to get killed because of this person having a hard heart, but Allah subhanahu helped him from the unseen. And unfortunately, this guy who had a hard heart, he was ruined and he was killed by the lion. And remember, the disease of hard-heartedness is not a minor disease. It's a destructive disease. And our hard-hearted people have also been condemned in the Holy Quran. It is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, verse 74, Spara 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Then after it, your hearts harden, so they are like rocks or even harder." My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, in this verse where it says the hard-hearted people, where it's been mentioned regarding this, refers to those people of Banu Israel who lived in the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. It was stated about them that they did not learn any lessons after seeing great indications and miracles of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Their hearts became like stones, or rather harder than stones, because even stones get affected as from some of them streams flow out. Some stones break and water flows out of them, and some fall down due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, for the human who has been given so much of common sense and understanding, whose senses are powerful, intellect is complete to him, evidence are clear, and opportunities of advice are present, even then he does not sadly worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one another reason why a person has a hard heart. But unfortunately, a person is lacking in worship. He's not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's left namaz, he's left sunnah, he's left Quran. And there are many ahadith regarding hard-heartedness. And this disease, it plays a significant role in making us suffer from sin diseases. Keeping his disasters in mind, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala used to say, for the true believer, the biggest punishment is that his heart will get hard. Hard-heartedness increases sins. It keeps a person away from the religion, erases the pleasure of worship, recitation of the Holy Quran, and the zikr of Allah. It keeps a person away from the mercy of Allah and is the sign of misfortune. In short, it is a disease that becomes a cause of bringing out other apparent and spiritual disease. It has been condemned in blessed hadith. In one hadith, in Sunan al-Tirmizi, it says, a hard-hearted person is very far from the mercy of Allah. In Al-Jami al-Sagir, it says, four things are from misfortune. Number one, the act of not flowing tears. Number two, the hardness of the heart. Number three, to have high hopes. And number four, to suffer from the greed of this world. So from here we learn that a person who has a hard heart, he will be very far from the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have learned that one of the reasons for being away from the mercy of Allah and being unfortunate forever is hard-heartedness as well. Nowadays, a large number of people are found relating their tales of troubles, worries, difficulties, poverty, and hindrances in business. Just ponder, is our hard-heartedness and distance from the mercy of Allah due to this? The reason for all these problems? Have our hearts become harder than a stone and we do not know about it? Surely, every illness has some symptoms which help to diagnose the disease. Likewise, there are some symptoms of hard-heartedness as well. And some of the symptoms are negligence in acts of worship. One of the symptoms of hardness is that a person does not like to perform good deeds. If he ever goes to the masjid, he hastily offers salah without extreme humility, like a bird that is confined in a cage and trying to get free as soon as possible. Similarly, he begins to feel other obligatory acts and wajibat as a burden. This symptom of hard-heartedness is very evil, because the same symptom has been mentioned for hypocrites in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When they stand up for prayer, they do it unwillingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the disasters of hard-heartedness and grant us the humility in our worship. The second symptom of hard-heartedness is that when a person is not inclined to pondering over the hereafter or not doing good deeds after listening to sound advice and to those acts which remind him of the hereafter or by reading or listening to the parables about sudden death. Another symptom of hard-heartedness is to prefer this temporary world over the everlasting hereafter and to become restless in attaining success for this world, considering it to be everything. As a result of this, such a person becomes blind in the love of this world and loses himself in the dark valley of sins and is left with nothing but destruction of the world and the hereafter. Another symptom of hard-heartedness is when divine commands are not followed and sins are abundantly committed by being shameless and immodest in front of a person. Even then, his faith does not wake up to this fact and he does not refrain from that evil, or he does not consider it to be bad in the heart if he cannot stop it. It should be understood that his heart has become hard. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, from these symptoms and signs, it can be easily judged that hard-heartedness is a very dangerous disease. It is a disease that makes a person a slave of his nafs and shaitan. But make him disobedient to Allah. One of the ways to get rid of hard-heartedness is to ponder over the causes of leading to hard-heartedness and then try to remove them. Some causes of hard-heartedness are loving this world, because when love of this world overpowers the heart of a person, the heart starts paying attention to it and it does not take interest in the zikr of Allah and worshipping, and he tries to find peace of heart in sports, entertainment and the attractions of this world. He destroys his world in useless and sinful acts, and then he is destined to disgrace even in the hereafter. Another reason of a hard-heartedness is useless conversations, as speaking too much or speaking without thinking causes hard-heartedness besides other evils of the tongue. The tongue is an organ that expresses the feelings of the heart, and thus it represents the heart. Whenever the tongue is used, the heart and mind pay attention to it. Due to being busy with unnecessary and useless conversations, the heart and mind pay less attention to betterment of the hereafter. Contemplation of death and the conditions after death, and thus the heart starts to become hard itself. One of the reasons for hard-heartedness stated in the blessed hadith is useless conversations. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, O people, do not engage in abundant conversations except the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because to have abundant conversations causes hard-heartedness. And undoubtedly, amongst people, that person is the furthest from Allah whose heart is hard. Laughing excessively is another reason for hard-heartedness. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter kills, i.e. hardens the heart. Talking about the loss of excessive laughter, the Prophet Rahmah, the intercessor Ummah, has said, continue avoiding excessive laughter, because laughter ends the noor of the face. The fourth cause and reason for hard-heartedness is heedlessness of the zikr of Allah, because the heart has four conditions: loftiness, expansion, lowness and hardness. The loftiness of the heart lies in the zikr of Allah. Its expansion lies in attaining the pleasure of Allah. Its lowness lies in being occupied with people. And its hardness lies in the heedlessness of the remembrance of Allah. Another reason for hard-heartedness is to eat a stomach full. Of course, to eat to one's fill not only creates laziness in worship and harms the health, but also hardens the heart. Sayyidina Bashir bin Haris rahmatullahi ta'ala said, eating a lot is one of the habits that hardens the heart. Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, eating a lot causes the hardness of the heart. And the views of Madin Channel, it's become obvious that one of the reasons become hard-hearted is love for the world. We need to remove this love for the world. We need to have this love for the hereafter, that we want to do the best that we can do for the hereafter. We need to refrain from eating a stomach full. Sadly, nowadays, especially in the month of Ramadan, the full stomach is full of food, and that's not the purpose of Ramadan. In Ramadan, the purpose, there's many reasons for Ramadan. And one reason is to fight our nafs. It's to see if we can control our nafs. And even at the time of iftar, can we still control our nafs? And if you use Madinah Channel, today we learn the harms of hard-heartedness and the causes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this disaster of the hardness of the heart and grant us extreme humility in worship and recitation of the Holy Quran, as well as sincerity and steadfastness. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sins of the heart, Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.